I have a guest sister from another mother here with us as a caregiver for my mother for over a month, Sister Dina Taylor. And she sings at home, so she can sing abroad. Amen. Thank you.
30 through 44. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 44. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come, go away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them. And they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a deserted place, and the hour now is very late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat.' But Jesus answered them, 'You give them something to eat.' They said to him, 'Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?' And Jesus said to them, 'How many loaves do you have? Go and see.' When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus ordered them to get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and of 50s. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves. And he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces of the fish. Those that had eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men." I want to use for a subject: if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. If you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. This feeding of the 5,000 in the Gospels, it's one of the few miracles of Jesus that we'll find in all 4 of the Gospels of Jesus, feeding 5,000 people in the wilderness. And the importance of this miracle being in all 4 of the Gospels should let us know that we can't read, study, or follow the life of Jesus and not know that Jesus cares about those who are hungry and who have nothing to eat and who are in need. Because the ministry of Jesus is not just about saving souls, but it's also about helping those who are in need. And as we read this miracle of the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, it's not just that these writers sharing a miracle and a wonder, but it's also about them sharing a mission and assignment to every generation of Christians and disciples. Because Jesus commands and directs all of his disciples in verse 37, "You give them something to eat." And all of us should know about this miracle of the 5,000 because we read about it in Sunday school and Vacation Bible School. But in all 4 of the Gospels, there's something that has happened that puts Jesus in the situation that he's in. Because if we read about it in John, it's because Jesus was working so many miracles, and he got tired and he needed a break. If we read about it in Luke, it's because Jesus is giving power and authority to his disciples to look after and to care for the people. And they come back and Jesus wants to hear their report, but he knows that they're tired, so he tells them to take a break. If we read about it in Matthew, John the Baptist has been executed, and Jesus wants to get away to have some private time to mourn and to grieve. But Mark pulls them all together. And according to Mark verse 30, the disciples have been doing their job, and they want to tell Jesus everything that they've done and everything that they taught. And according to verse 31, many people were coming and going, and the disciples were tired. And y'all, because of that, Jesus says, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and get away from these church folk and rest a little while." Because every now and again, church folk can get on your last good nerve. But y'all, the problem is in verse 33, that the crowd sees Jesus getting into a boat. And many of them recognize them. And they hurried there on foot from all the towns ahead of them. And they won't leave Jesus alone. And verse 34 tells us that Jesus is not upset. Because when he saw them, he had compassion for them. Because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. So he teaches them about the kingdom of God and what it means to walk in God's love. And while Jesus is teaching this crowd, the disciples show up in verse 35. And they tell Jesus that we have at least three problems. Because number one, it's getting late. And we should probably head on out. Number two, these people are hungry and they are in need. So imagine and picture a crowd of church folk who are hungry and in need. And number three, we're in a deserted place and we're in the wilderness. So they're in a place where there's no food, no Cracker Barrel, no Waffle House, no Walmart, no 365, but they are in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, you can feel neglected and abandoned. In the wilderness, you lack resources and supplies to survive. In the wilderness, you can live in a school district that's not funded like well-off school districts. In the wilderness, exercising your right to vote means dealing with challenging voter registration, shortened early voting windows, and strict identification requirements. In the wilderness, you have to deal with the challenges of receiving quality health care. In the wilderness, you have to deal with unfair playing fields, where your civil rights aren't protected, where justice and fairness are blind and unconscious. Because you know that you're in the wilderness when you go to sleep with one police killing one unarmed black person, and you wake up to them killing another unarmed black person. You know that you're in the wilderness when HBCUs are closing for lack of funding, but prisons will make millions of dollars by locking up brown and black people. And what do you do when you're in the wilderness? What do you do when the playing field is unfair? What do you do when your rights are unprotected? What do you do when your resources aren't available to everybody? But y'all watch verse 35. Because when the disciples were in the wilderness, when they didn't have the resources, when the playing field was unfair, they tell Jesus all about it. So if you ever find yourself in a wilderness situation, if you ever find yourself in a desert place, here's what you ought to do. Kneel by the side of your bed. Lift up your hands and holler, "It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord." Standing in the need of prayer. Because when you talk to the Lord, the Lord will make a way. Because something happens when God's people call on God's name. Because if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, they turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will give their sin and heal their land. But after they took their wilderness situation to Jesus, after they told Jesus they were in a desert place, after they told Jesus they didn't have resources available, Jesus tells them in verse 37, "You give them something to eat. You do something about it. You find the resources that they need." So y'all, they gave it to Jesus, and Jesus gives it right back to them. So you give them something to eat. You take care of the people who are out in the wilderness. You speak up for the people who can't speak for themselves. You support the people that need some help. You provide for the people who have less than you. Because the answer to your prayer is in you. And y'all, that answer is not only given to these 12 disciples, but it's also for all of us who call ourselves Christians and disciples. So it's not just about making other disciples. It's not just about logging on for service to say amen at the right time. But the Bible tells us, did you give them something to eat? And watch the responses when Jesus tells them to give them something to eat. Because one response was from the disciples, and the other response was from a little boy. So for the next hour and a half of this sermon, I want us to compare and contrast the disciples and this little boy. Because we're going to find out at the end of this sermon that sometimes disciples ain't who we need to follow. Because I want to suggest to us this morning that the co-star of this story is a little boy with no name. Because watch what happens. Because there's a problem in the wilderness. The people are hungry. There's no food or no resources. And they're going to die in the wilderness. So the disciples get together to debate and compromise and to come up with a relief package. And they tell Jesus in verse 36 to send them away. So Jesus, this ain't our problem. And we don't have nothing to do with them. So Lord, send them away. And y'all, to make things even worse, they say send them to surrounding countries and villages and buy them something to eat for themselves. So tell them to do what we did and to feed themselves. Tell them to do what we did and to work hard like we did.
Tell them to climb up a ladder that we did, because this is the group that somebody, that when somebody needs help, they turn around and blame the person who needs it. And they say that you're lazy and you're slow moving. You're addicted and you dependent. You're an alcoholic and you're drunk. And we don't help that kind of crowd. So send them away. Now, y'all, here's my issue with these disciples. Because Jesus just called them in verse 7 and gave them power and authority to preach the good news. And the Bible tells that they cast out demons. They anointed many with oil who were sick and they killed them. But now they don't care about the same people that they were just preaching to. But in the middle of these disciples, telling these disciples to send them away. Verse 38 tells us that a little boy shows up with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So y'all, it's a little boy in the crowd. And he sees people hungry. And he sees people in need. And nobody has to beg him. Nobody has to push him. And there's something wrong with your Christianity if you see somebody in need and you send them away. There's something wrong with your discipleship if you see somebody hungry and you say, send them away. Because the power of our prayer is not in how long we pray. The power in our prayer is not how many tongues we can speak. The power in our prayer is not about using Christian slogans and spiritual quotes. But the power of our prayer, because we tell the Lord to use us, and Lord, hear my hands. Lord, hear my heart. Lord, hear my mind. Lord, hear my voice. So, Lord, use me. So the disciples say, send them away. But the little boy says that I might have an answer. So watch the disciples, because they complain about what's going on in the wilderness. They complain about not having anything to feed the people. And Jesus asked them in verse 38, how many loaves do you have? Now, y'all don't miss this, because they came to Jesus complaining about a situation in the wilderness. They tell Jesus that we don't have enough. And Jesus turned around and he asked them, what do you have? So you coming to Jesus, complaining about what you can't do and talking about what you don't have. But you haven't even taken time to take inventory of what you do have that you can use to fix the problem. And right after Jesus asked them, how many loaves do you have? He tells them to go and see. So go take some inventory. Go see what you already have. So stop logging on for worship every Sunday, talking about what you can't do, talking about what you don't have, and not realizing that God has blessed you with something, and that nobody ought to show up with nothing. And I want to suggest to us this morning that Jesus tells them to go and see, because we always have more than what we think we have. And somebody needs to let that marinate in your spirit this morning, because in the wilderness, the devil tries to blind us from the blessing that God has already given us. For us to focus on our desert place and not what God has already done in our life. Because you always have more than you think. So now I need to see who's really paying attention. And I'm going to start in this room and I'm going to make my way to Facebook. Because Jesus says in verse 38, go and see how many loaves you have. So they came back at the end of verse 38 and they said, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay, some of y'all missed y'all shout. So let me try Facebook. Because Jesus says in verse 38, go and see how many loaves you have. So they come back and they say, we have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay, some of y'all on Facebook strolling up and down your timeline. So let me holler at the people on the radio. Jesus says in verse 38, go and see how many loaves you have. And they came back. And they say, Jesus, not only do we have 5 loaves of bread, but we also have 2 fish. And we have more than what we thought we had. And when you look at your wilderness situation and your desert place, you should be surprised that you have some and some also. Because God also gives us more than what we think we have. Because he gives us grace and mercy, joy and happiness, hope and courage, strength and power. And is there anybody here this morning who can praise God for your and your also? But y'all watch the shade of the disciples in verse 38. Because when they found out how much they had, they say all we have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now I need us to hear the shade of what they said. Because all we have is 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. Now, y'all already know when somebody uses the word little in front of a word, that they being disrespectful and shame. You and your little friends. You and your little job. you and that little church that you go to. Because when somebody uses the word look, they're being disrespectful and throwing shade. So go and see how many loaves you have. And when they find out, they said, all we have is 5 little loaves and 2 little fish. And they don't appreciate what they have. But y'all, for this little boy, the bread and the fish wasn't looked. And he was grateful for what he had. So watch what happens, and I'm almost done. Because in verse 41, Jesus takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he breaks the loaves. He gave it to the disciples to set before the people, and he divided the fish among them all. But y'all, when I read this again, I realized I've been missing a step my whole life. Because Jesus didn't just break the loaves and divide the fish. Because something else has to happen for the bread to be broken and the fish to be divided. Because verse 41 tells us that Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and he blessed and broke the loaves. So y'all, Jesus looks up to heaven. And he says, Lord, I thank you for the little bit I do have. And y'all, when he gave thanks, it began to multiply and increase. And I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I dare you to take the little bit that you have and lift it up to the Lord and tell the Lord, thank you for what you blessed me with. And watch the Lord multiply and increase. And y'all, maybe just maybe, your 5 loaves and 2 fish ain't doing much because you haven't learned to thank God for the little that you do have. So the disciples responded in one way. The boy responds in another way. The disciples didn't know what to do with the little that they had. The boy was grateful for the little that he had. But let me give you the last comparison and contrast. Because when the disciples see the problem, Jesus says, y'all give them something to eat. And y'all are always stuck. The disciples said that we don't have enough for everybody. But that's not what they said. Because they start complaining. Jesus tells them to feed them. And they say in verse 37, are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat? So Jesus, do you really want us to spend that much on these folk? Lord, we done the math. And it's going to cost us 200 denarii to us to feed all these people. And you really want us to spend all our money on them? So y'all, the issue wasn't their ability, but the issue was their generosity. Because you want me to give my money to them. But on the other side of that, we see a boy who brings Jesus everything that he has. Yeah. So if this boy didn't give his bread and his fish, no miracle would have happened. Because if we want the Lord to give us a miracle, we have to learn to give what we have. If we want the Lord to give us a blessing, we have to learn how to be a blessing. And I wonder how many miracles that we miss because we don't want to give. I wonder how many blessings that we miss because we don't know how to be a blessing. How many HBCUs have shut down because you don't want to get back to your alma mater? How many high school seniors can't go to college because you don't want to get back to your high school? How many people are going to be hungry tonight because you want to turn your coins into cash at food line and you don't want to give? Now, I need to tell y'all that I have some issues with this text that I don't always agree with. And I know that y'all ain't going to agree with me. Because y'all are Baptists, and y'all don't question nothing about the Bible. So allow me to campaign for the rest of us who struggle with some things in the Bible. Because if you account for the men, the women, and the children, that's about 12,000 people. So you have 12,000 people in the wilderness, and 5 loaves of bread, and 2 fish. And y'all, I know that God can do anything. I know that he may not come when you want, but he's always on time. And I know that we Baptists, so we hang on to those slogans. But 12,000 people, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And that's always kind of bothered me. And it was something that was left over. And y'all, the other issue that I had is that you trying to tell me that it's at least 12,000 people out here in this wilderness and then nobody take no food with them. Now y'all, I know my people too much to know that somebody else had to have some food. Because when we go to the movies or even go on a road trip, we gonna pack up some snacks and some munchies. So you trying to tell me that ain't nobody had no food. Because somebody had to have some snacks and some food in their purse. Because some of y'all got it in y'all purse right now. And y'all, when I really started to think about this text, I thought about whenever I have some food that I don't want to share. Because it's rude to eat in front of somebody who's always hungry. So I believe there were some other people who were there that had some food. But they didn't want to give up their food because it was too many hungry people around. So not only was the feeding of the 5,000 a miracle, but when the other people saw the little boy giving what he had, it set off in them to give the desire what they had. So when he gave, they gave. And when they gave, she gave. And when she gave, he gave. And when he gave, by the time they were done, everybody had eaten good. So y'all, the miracle wasn't just about the multiplication and the increase, but the miracle was about giving and sharing. So when the little boy gave, everybody else decided to give what they had. Because you never know what your giving and sharing will produce. You never know what giving to a homeless person is going to change their life. You never know what giving back to your school is going to do. Y'all, I'm going to my seat. But I want you to know that you can't beat God's giving. No matter how hard you try. For just as sure as you are living. And the Lord is in heaven on high. The more you give, the more he gives to you. But you just keep on giving. That it can't be true. That you can't beat God's giving. God bless y'all. The door of the church is now open.